self-compassion break. This is a quick and efficient self-compassion practice that can be used at any time in the day when you notice you're in a tricky situation. I'm going to lead it here now as more of a reflective practice, but it's something that can literally just take a minute to do at any point during the day. So just closing your eyes or lowering your gaze, whichever feels most comfortable to you. And then thinking of a situation in your life that has been a little bit stressful and difficult in the last few weeks. So it may have caused some feelings of frustration or feeling overloaded. Perhaps some feelings of loneliness. A lack of space, perhaps issues with your health or a relationship problem or a work problem. So ideally choosing a problem in the mild to moderate range, not a big problem. So we don't want to overwhelm ourselves as we're first learning the skill of self-compassion. Allowing yourself to recall what happened, who was there, what was said, and feel your way into the problem to the extent that you feel some uneasiness in your body. And the step one of the self-compassion break is mindful awareness, so contacting the present moment. So just taking a moment to let go of the details and tune into your body. So scanning your body and noticing where you feel this uneasiness the most. Could be in your face, in your throat, your chest, or your tummy. So contacting this uneasiness and discomfort that you're feeling in your body. Or you may notice that your mind is tight or an unpleasant emotion has arisen. Or perhaps there's a sense of deflation or numbness. So perhaps asking, what am I feeling right now? And then naming it if you can. Perhaps I'm feeling upset, I'm feeling lonely, I'm feeling sad. And then saying to yourself slowly and kindly, this is a moment of difficulty. And perhaps other words would resonate more with you. So it might be, this hurts, this is stressful, this is tricky, ouch. So this is step one of the self-compassion break, mindful awareness. And so now saying to yourself, difficulty is part of life. And then moving on to step two, which is common humanity, being human. So recognizing that you are a human being having a normal human reaction. So you may like to say to yourself, I'm not alone. Well, this is how it feels when people struggle in this way. There are other people just like me. Moving on to step three, offering yourself self-kindness. So putting your hands over your chest, feeling the warmth and gentle touch of your hands, and saying to yourself, may I be kind to myself. Or perhaps saying, may I give myself what I need. Perhaps seeing if there are any particular words of kindness and support that you need to hear right now. So perhaps may I be strong. May I feel protected. May I accept myself as I am. May I begin to accept myself as I am. May I forgive myself. May I be patient with myself. And if you're having difficulty finding the right words, imagine that a good friend or loved one is feeling this way. What words of encouragement and support would you offer to your friend? Even if you could not solve the problem for them, what would you say to support and encourage them? To let them know you were there? And now seeing if you can offer yourself a little bit of that kind of support. And this is step three. Being your own ally, offering yourself kindness. And now working with these three steps for a couple of minutes. So contacting the feelings in your body and naming them. What am I feeling? I'm feeling this. And that's mindful awareness. And then recognizing that you're a human being, having a natural human reaction. And this is step two, common humanity. And then step three, self-kindness, asking yourself, what do I need right now? So being your own ally. And just seeing what connects for you. It may be that just one of the steps is enough. The self-compassion break can be like a recipe. And once we learn a recipe, then we can make it in a way that tastes good to us. So in this same way, feeling free to adapt the self-compassion break in a way that works and feels good to you. And then when you're ready, gently opening your eyes.